I'm going on deck for a breath of air, Shorty, my lad. Then I'll be turning in. Will you keep an eye on that main shaft bearing, laddie? I wonder if Kendall has made an arrest yet.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
I'm telling you, Kendall, Lee Blake's the man you want. He's the killer. I saw him attack you that night on deck. Now, I've kept quiet till now because I didn't want to be involved. But for the sake of the rest of the passengers, I demand that you apprehend this man.
It was shortly after three bells on the 8-till-midnight watch. I'd been waiting in my cabin, hoping that the killer who stalked the decks of the Tangmar would show his hand. Captain Goddard had informed everyone aboard that I was going to make an arrest that evening. He was in my cabin making out my report for Interpol. Just when it seemed that the scheme wasn't going to work, that we'd continue to be in the dark about the identity of Ben Miller's murderer, Major Challoner had come to see me and informed me that Lee Blake was the man who'd attacked me on deck on the same day that Miller had been killed. But the Major was forgetting two things. One, I'd solved that mystery days before. And two, it was common knowledge on the Tangmar how he felt about the American Lee Blake. At that moment, I disliked the Major more than I'd felt possible. He waited for me to say something. And then went on,
"It's obvious enough, isn't it? Damn it, old man. What are you waiting for?"
"For a murderer, if you must know."
"I've told you it's..."
"Lee Blake, I know. You're wasting my time, Major Challoner."
"But I saw him on deck."
"Attacking you, not me."
"What?"
"Attacking your ego by daring to talk with your daughter, Sharon."
"Sharon has nothing to do with this, and what's..."
"She has everything to do with it. The first day you came aboard in Sydney, you ordered me to stay away from Sharon. Well, I didn't care one way or the other, so I didn't make an issue of it, but Lee is different. And accusing him of murder won't stop him seeing your daughter, Major."
"This is preposterous."
"Fantastic would be a better word. In that you're prepared to swear an innocent man's life away simply because he has the guts to stand up to you."
"I was on deck the night you were attacked. Aren't you forgetting that?"
"Not for a moment. You also told me that you didn't intend to become involved in anything that might interfere with you getting your share of Wedderman's estate."
"Now look here, Kendall. I came to your cabin to help you."
"Then you should have thought up a better story. The man who attacked me with a knife has been found. His name is Jones. He admitted the whole thing."
"Oh.
Now, either you get out of my cabin, Major Challoner, or I'll forget the difference in our ages and pitch you out."
"Very well, then. I shall take the matter to Captain Goddard and report that you have refused to take any action."
"Do that, Major."
"I will not have Sharon pestered in this way. Fellow who sneaks aboard at the last moment. A brash, conceited American."
"I feel I should tell you that Captain Goddard is resting. He's taking the dog watch, Major. Wake him by all means, but if you do, then I shall see that he learns that you were going to give false evidence in this case."
"Why, you..."
"Good night, Major Challoner." "I almost wish you were the man I was after, Challoner. Arresting you wouldn't be difficult to take at all."
"Have you heard anything yet, Martin? Has Dirk made the arrest?"
"I don't know. I don't think so."
"Then why not?"
"Lona, you haven't anything to worry about."
"Oh, I just want it to be over, that's all."
"That doesn't sound a bit like the collected and icy-toned young lady who put me in my place on our first night at sea."
"It's difficult to think that he died up there on that boat deck, with no one to help him."
"It must have been very quick."
"How do you know? Martin?"
"Hey, now, wait a minute. I examined him afterwards, remember?"
"Oh, I wasn't thinking anything. I just..."
"Oh, come on. Let's go below. The deck isn't a good place to be at a time like this."
"The stars always look different at sea. Have you noticed?"
Yes. Look closer.
I have not met anyone like you before, Martin.
Well, let's take it slowly then, eh?
You mean I'm inclined to rush into things?
While you look backwards instead of forwards, judging everything that happens by the past. I'm not a very rushable bloke, Ilona.
I think that is why I enjoy being with you.
It's far too soon to take it further than that.
You mean you don't want to kiss me?
When the time comes, I want to know that you want me to, more than anything else in the world.
You say when?
Would you rather I said if?
I would rather you said nothing.
Yes, let's walk again, shall we?
Oh, wait, please.
Well?
I need to be sure of one thing. It was not you, was it?
Who, what?
You know.
It wasn't.
Don't you want to ask me?
No.
Then you trust me?
I trust you.
Thank you. And, Martin, there is another thing that
I... Hello there. Pleasant night, isn't it? I thought we were in for some really rough weather there for a while.
Hello, Chief. Or should I say good night?
Well, I'm turning in at any moment. I'm just getting a wee breath of fresh air after sniffing those engines of mine all day. Well, I'll say good night, then.
It seems funny even now seeing passengers aboard the tank, Ma. I just can't get used to it.
What is it you were going to say, Ilona?
No, it couldn't have been important. I've forgotten.
It sounded important.
Ooh. Mr. Quiggan's yawns are catching. Oh, yes, I know what it was. I really wasn't trying to make Liebleck jealous when I said I'd rather stay with you this afternoon.
Hmm. Well, I promised myself a couple of hours of the Lancet before I went to sleep. I think instead I'll spend the time thinking up ways of entertaining you tomorrow.
You in there, Dirk?
Lee, here, come in.
Yeah, it must be quite a report you're writing for friend Hagen.
I only wish I was writing one.
Well, what do you mean?
It's a frost, the whole thing. Skipper and I cooked up this little scheme, thinking that whoever killed Miller would panic.
You don't know who the person is? You hadn't figured on making an arrest, huh?
No, not in the way we led the passengers and crew to believe, but I thought out of it I would get an arrest. That whoever killed Miller would come to my cabin determined to prevent me making out the report.
Why didn't you let me in on it?
Well, you seem pretty well tied up lately. It isn't the exotic Ilona, it's the apple-cheeked Charon.
Oh, she's a nice girl.
Which one?
The second one.
She has a very unpleasant father.
Oh, don't I know it?
Well, half as well as I do, he's been here tonight. Wanted me to arrest you.
What for?
Murder. Said that you were the person who attacked me on our third night out.
Why,
then? It won't get any further. He left looking distinctly peeved. I pointed out that Jones had confessed to that attack.
Yeah, seems he dislikes me even more than I thought.
Well, there goes another plan down the drain. Tomorrow, both the skipper and I are going to look pretty foolish. Tonight was to be the finish.
Well, it might happen yet.
I could have written a novel by now, let alone a report. I've been cooped up here in this cabin for hours. What is the time?
11:15.
Ugh. I was sure it would work. Dash it all, why didn't it? If you were a murderer, Lee, well... wouldn't you be out of your mind thinking that someone on board knew your identity, knew the whole thing, and was calmly sitting in his cabin writing a report that would send you to the rope? You'd take some action, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah, but...
Oh, let's forget it. I'm going to take a walk before I turn in. Call in at the galley and get some supper.
Yeah, mind if I have a look at that will again?
No, I've been through it. There's nothing there. I seem to spend most of the evening on it.
Two minds, my friend.
Yeah? It's all yours. You know, Lee, I'm glad that after this trip I don't have to sail under Captain Goddard again. I don't think he'd ever let me forget what a prize mess I've made of this case.
Now, let's see. Oh, I forgot my cigarettes. Blast. I guess you won't mind, Dick. The Major's brand. The cooler, longer, old British cigarette. Yeah, I can see why you like them, Major. No American contamination. Now, let's see just what it was about you, Major Challoner, that Puerryman liked enough to leave a fortune to. Here we are. Say, what the devil... Hey, turn that light on. Turn it... Derek! Derek Kendall! Derek! I know who did it. Got to write it down.
I was on my way to the deck when I heard the two shots. And I knew in that moment that I'd made a mistake. The hours I'd waited for the killer hadn't been enough in this passage of the Tangmar.